Calvin Larson is with us from Michigan Tech Sports Information. Calvin, how you doing today?
Doing good, Dirk.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you, too.
Michigan Tech basketball with a couple of games this week, and both teams with a couple of games. Doubleheader action at home, and it's always nice during the holidays when the basketball teams are at home. A great way to spend some of the time and bring the family up there.
Yeah, it's always interesting to see the kind of crowds that we get out there. The Pep End is out of town this weekend, so come out and enjoy some Huskies basketball, and maybe you can be as loud as a Pep End usually is.
Calvin, just getting back from Detroit, also with the Great Lakes Invitational, quite a scene down there at Comerica Park.
Yeah, that was cool. It was awesome being down on the ice and being able to experience all the Comerica has to offer, being in the dugout and the clubhouse and all that stuff.
All right, we'll talk Michigan Tech sports when we come back. It's Huskies Drive Time right here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Our phone numbers are 483-4054, toll-free 866-483-4054. Weather brought to you by Mix 93 WKMJ. We get back to Huskies Drive Time here on the show, and we are talking Michigan Tech basketball coming up this weekend at home. And Coach Kevin Luke is with us. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good morning. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
How was your Christmas?
It was awesome. I was in the Twin Cities with my family and spent some time, some good quality time with them, and then drove over and went recruiting in the state of Wisconsin till this past weekend, and here we are getting ready for the big games this weekend. How was your Christmas?
It was really good, thank you. And but you just never get time off though, right? When you're a head coach for a college basketball team, it's always always something going on.
Well, it's a little bit running here and running there and preparing, but wouldn't have it any other way.
All right, well, a couple of big games coming up, Coach, and a little time off here going into the Thursday night game against Ohio Dominican. How much have the guys been working out, practicing, and all that?
Well, we could officially start yesterday. You know, the NCAA mandated that seven-day period a couple years ago, which I think is great. It gives the kids a chance to be home with their families and gives me a chance to be with my family for that time. And it's a good break. As long as everybody has it, everybody's equal, I think it's fair. So we started yesterday. We had two practices yesterday. Of course, we're only going to go one today and one tomorrow and then play on Thursday. But it was good. The guys came back ready to go. It was, you know, they didn't take the whole time off. And, you know, it's kind of a self-discipline issue. Obviously, it's not policed. But, you know, if the guys get a chance to go back and practice with their high school teams, it's awesome. And the high school teams like it and coaches like it and so are the players. And it gives our kids a chance to go back and catch up to see what's going on with their high school teams.
Coach, looking back to your last game against Parkside 10 days ago, I got an 83-79 win. To wrap up non-conference play and finish undefeated, what does it mean to your team to be undefeated in non-conference play?
Well, it's huge because for a couple of reasons. You know, number one, it lets our guys know that we're doing the right thing, and you know we're executing. We have the proper game plan going into you know, the conference schedule, but more importantly, probably, you know, when and if you give yourself a chance to be in the region, which this year it's going to be really tough, again, it gives you a chance to, and you hope all those teams, after you beat them, win a lot of games, because then that'll improve your strength of schedule. To be 4-0 going into that situation against, you know, we played against a couple of Northern Sun teams and, of course, the one against Parkside, who's going to have a good team and win a lot of games in that league, is going to give us a chance to fit into that regional ranking, and to be able to be undefeated is just a feat in itself, and that's awesome.
We've seen Austin Armgo and Ben Stelzer really putting on a show earlier in the season, but last week we got to see Jason Hawk come around. He scored 19 points. Can you talk about how he's improved so far this season?
Yeah, you know, and I actually yesterday I listened to his interview, and you know, I mean, he's got a great IQ. Jason's come along. He's a true freshman. We're throwing him in the fire, if you will, and he's really reacting in a great way, because he's got a great basketball IQ. He can put the ball on the floor and advance it and get to the rim and do some nice finishing. He did some nice finishing that game. He made some nice tip-ins. We're still working with him on his team defense, which everybody needs help with. But he's really really been a a nice surprise for us in a sense that if he can continue to shoot with the confidence he is, you know, it gives us that added dimension of them just not keying on those two kids, in which we know is going to come, and, you know, we've been obviously preparing for that. With that being said, it was nice to have Chartier up there with his. I'm not sure if it was his career high, but I think in that same game we had a couple guys with career highs, and you know, you got a guy like Chartier shooting 4-6 at 4-6 from 3-point land. That means he should probably be shooting a little bit more, and that's, you know, that's our job to get him more looks.
We play a couple of teams from the south this weekend. Nice to not have to travel at this time of year, and that's a long road trip for those two teams. So obviously we got an advantage there. We'll talk a little bit about Thursday night's game against Ohio Dominican. They come in at 1-3 in the league and 3-5 overall, Coach.
Yeah, you know what? They've always been just hanging in there, Dirk, and giving you a game. But they got a new coach this year, and he's going to really change that program around. He's really got them doing some. We got a cough. He's really got them doing some good stuff, and it's Hillsdale's assistant coach who got the head coach, Danny Evans, at Ohio Dominican, and he's just a great recruiter. He's a good person, and he's going to change things around there. So, unfortunately, there's going to be another team in the South that's going to be, you know, dangerous in a couple of years. I still think they're in that transition of learning about each other. But with that being said, they have a high level of energy. They're trying to do things right, and it's going to be our job not to give them that confidence to be able to think that they can come in our gym and be successful. So we're going to try to, you know, do our best to not rattle them, but enjoy them to this minus. Temperatures and lots of snow, and, you know, make sure that they understand that every time they come up here, it's going to be a hateful situation.
Will Danny change their style of play quite a bit, Coach?
Well, he will. It'll look much, much more like Hillsdale. And of course, he'll put his own wrinkles in there, certainly. But you know, they're trying to defend harder. They're trying to do to spread the wealth a little bit more on offense, and have a lot more structure. So that's one thing that's going to, you know, make it more difficult for us. But that, you know, that's what you do when there's coaching change, and then for that matter, it's the same thing with Tiffin. You know, both of those programs have struggled, you know, record wise in the GLIAC since they've been in the last couple of years, and you know they're trying to find their way, and they also have a new coach, and it's going to be interesting because I haven't watched a lot on Tiffin, but to see what they're doing to make themselves be more competitive in the league.
All right, Coach. Well, we look forward to seeing a lot of fans. What do you got to say to all the fans out there that are hanging out in town this weekend?
Well, you know what? Come on out. It's going to be cold. It's going to be warm, and we're going to make it warm in the STC. Get out and, you know, hope everybody has a good year. Hope everybody has a safe New Year's, and then come and watch some good Division II basketball. It's a great product.
How's that snow removal going there, Coach?
Like I said last time, Dirk, it's just been bushed. You know, it gets into a point where it's discouraging.
Well, and to have the cold temperatures on top of it, you know, you get one or the other, you can handle it. But when it's
exactly, when it's, I agree with you. Both of them cause a little issue, but you know what? That's why we live in the Great White North, and I always tell the coaches that tell us. Say something good about the Upper Peninsula. Don't tell too many people. We don't want it to be invaded with bad people.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you're a good person, Coach. We're looking forward to the games. Again, Thursday night, doubleheader action against Ohio Dominican and Tiffin on Saturday afternoon. We'll give away some tickets for those games coming up a little bit later in on the show. Happy New Year, Coach. Talk to you on Thursday.
Happy New Year, guys. Have a good one. We'll talk to you then.
Coach Kevin Luke here on Mix 93 WKMJ. More Huskies Drive Time coming up in just a moment here on the Dirk side. And we've got 3 degrees above zero here in downtown Hancock.